Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Incident 29. Adding wasallam in the durood. As Ibrahim Nafasi rahmatullahi alayhi relates, on one occasion I had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. In the dream I was unsure as to whether he was displeased with me. I stretched forth my hand, took hold of the hands of Rasulullah and kissed them. I asked in great anxiety, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am indeed one of the servants of hadith. I belong to the Ahlul Sunnah, those who follow your way. And I am a traveler from afar. Have compassion on me. Have I displeased you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, whenever you recite salat, why do you not recite salam? Thereafter it became a fixed habit of mine to recite wasallam as well. Incident 30. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah. It has been recorded in Mawahib al-Dunniya from Tafsir al-Qushayri that on the day of judgment reckoning, with a small measure of righteous deeds, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall appear righteous deeds, a small piece of paper that will be the size of the tip of one. That will be that the scale of good deeds will far outweigh the evil deeds. Seeing this, the believer will exclaim, may my mother and father be sacrificed for your sake. Who are you? How beautiful is your physical appearance, and how sublime is your conduct. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall answer, verily, I am your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This which I have placed on your scale is a salat and salam that you used to recite upon me during your lifetime. Now I have come to your aid and assistance at your time of need.